you tell a little about yourself?
Amir Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, December 27th, 2020. I'm Atef Erfani hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is the Sunday program, and it's your program, it's your views that are important. And congratulations to our Christian listeners on the occasion of Christmas and New Year 2021, which is going to start very soon. Oh well, may peace prevails all over the earth and the coronavirus leaves the world as soon as possible. Amen. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. We have so many emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, the Sunday program, your program. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, as you may know, are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our dear listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will normally be receiving a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. However, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you know, sending any material, including paper QSL cards or souvenirs of IRIB English Radio, on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the coronavirus pandemic. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Anatoly Klepov from Russia, also Asis Hernando from Spain, and Musharraf Hussein from India. Well, Anatoly, Asis, and Musharraf, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during our program, I read their emails. Well, from India, we have an email from Dr. Hemant Kumar. Dr. Hemant Kumar is one of our regular listeners. Also, we have an email from Mickey Delmage from Canada. Mickey Delmage is also one of our faithful listeners. Also, we have an email from Jolt Woodstra from Netherlands. I hope I'm right in pronouncing his or her name. And also from Sweden, we have an email from Christer Brunstorm. Christer Brunstorm is also one of our regular listeners. Also, we have an email from Olmar Kovic from Sweden, which is one of our regular listeners. Thank you all of you who have sent us emails and letters. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds after the music. Thank you. This is Listeners Special, and I'm back with lots of emails and letters from around the world, including an email from Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. Dr. Hemant Kumar from India says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2021. May the new year give you the strength to face the challenges of life and courage to adjust the sail so as to take every situation to your stride. Oh, very beautiful. First of all, salam and greetings to you, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. And many thanks for this really beautiful message on the occasion of Christmas and New Year. We also, in IRB English Radio, again, congratulate our Christian listeners a very happy Christmas and New Year 2021. Wish you all the best. Also, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, and also our Christian friends and listeners around the world. Dr. Hemant Kumar, thank you again. Keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Also, from Canada, we have an email from Mickey Delmage. Mickey Delmage is one of our regular listeners who says, Dear friends, I hope all of you are healthy and happy. I would like to convey my heartfelt greetings on New Year 2021. May the merciful God bless us all and our family with ever-ending happiness, peace, and prosperity. I will be further obliged if you kindly accept my reception report and verify it with a paper QSL. Four audio recordings of parts of the broadcast are attached for verification purpose. Salam and greetings to you, Mickey Delmage from Canada, and also lots of gratitude to you for this happy email to IRIB English Radio. Please accept our congratulations on Christmas and New Year 2021, which is going to start very soon. All of us, and also thank you very much for sharing your congratulation message to us and our dear listeners around the world. Yes, we've received your audio recordings of parts of the broadcast in IRIB English Radio. And as you may know, sending any material, including paper QSL card, is temporarily halted on behalf of IRIB English Radio due to the coronavirus pandemic. So please be patient until the disease is over around the world, and then we can send you paper QSL cards or other souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. Anyway, Mickey Delmage, thank you for sending us this email. And wish you all the best for the new year 2021. Keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Mickey Delmage from Canada. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from our dear friends and listeners from around the world. Welcome back from Netherlands. We have an email from Joel Woodstra. This friend says, in the past, I would celebrate Christmas and New Year with my brother and sister, my parents and my grandparents at home with some other friends. And we would eat delicious food all together. Before the coronavirus pandemic, at 12 o'clock, we would go outside to see the beautiful fireworks. I wish all the listeners a very happy new year and wish you all the best. Salam Joel Woodstra from the Netherlands, and I hope I'm right in pronouncing your name because I don't know your language. Anyway, many thanks for sending us this email and many thanks for sharing your Christmas experience with us and with IRIB English Radio and with our dear listeners from around the world. This was a nice experience, but as you said, this experience was just before the coronavirus pandemic. Anyway, we congratulate you on the occasion of Christmas and New Year 2021, which is going to start. And we wish you joy, love, happiness, and peace on this occasion, the new year. Jolt, yes, you were right. With the outbreak of coronavirus, many things has been restricted, including the celebrations, festivities, schooling, and even working. Everything has changed, and we have to cope with it. We have to deal with it, and we have to observe the rules and regulations until this disease is controlled around the world. We wish you a very happy New Year and Christmas, Jolt Woodstra from the Netherlands. And again, thank you. Keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. And from Sweden, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, Christer Brandstorm. Our friend Christer says Christmas is, of course, one of the major holidays of the year when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We usually go to church on Christmas Eve, and there's also a morning mass on December 25th. For the New Year, we usually stay up until midnight when we celebrate the New Year while enjoying the fireworks display outside the windows in our flat in the center of our city. Oh, well, greetings to you, Christer Brandstorm from Sweden, one of our regular listeners. I do express my appreciation for this email to us, and also for sharing your experience on Christmas to us and IRIB English Radio listeners. Firstly, Merry Christmas, and many thanks for sharing this experience on this occasion. It was so sweet, I mean, watching the fireworks display outside the windows. However, these festivities and celebrations are restricted due to the coronavirus pandemic. Anyway, Christer Brandstorm, we wish you all the best in 2021 and Christmas. Stay with us and write to us very soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Christer Brandstorm from Sweden. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters. Oh, well, here we have another email from Sweden, and this email is from Olmar Kovic, one of our regular listeners, who says, although New Year 2021 is yet to come, here are good wishes for the new year to all those IRIB English radio listeners who celebrate Christmas with a special thanks for your kind email. Our Christmas celebration this time was harmonious and happy. Just my wife, Samka, our daughter, Arlinda, and myself. We have got a small Christmas tree, also a goat made of straw and some colored candles. Our Christmas food is not traditional for Sweden. It is rather varied with much vegetables. My memories from my childhood Christmases are still strong. After 75 years, we were four in the family: dad, mom, my younger brother, and myself, plus two cats. Our family was poor, but we always got presents for Christmas. One of my best Christmas gifts was binoculars when I was 7 years old. The Second World War had begun, and with binoculars, I would climb a tree to watch the military airplanes passing over our quarters. Swedish, most of them, but occasionally German planes, which came our way by special permission. I had a list with pictures and could identify most of the airplanes. Sweden was neutral, at least officially, during the war, so the military air traffic did not scare us. Our food at Christmas was traditional: stockfish, rice pudding, etc. We always had a big Christmas tree. My father fetched it from the wood. We decorated it with the many different things and with a star on top. We had candles, not electric, and this required caution to avoid a fire. We were poor, but still a happy family. I used the family's radio for listening to the roll from the age of 10. It was my keen interest, and it has stayed with me all these 75 years. The memories of the past are happy and sad at the same time. I am the only member of my childhood family still alive. My brother passed away 2 years ago, but I'm happy with my new family with 4 children, 5 grandchildren, and a small newborn great-grandchild. Thank you, Omar Kovic from Sweden. Thank you. It was such quite long email, but very sweet and happy email. First of all, I have to congratulate you on the occasion of Christmas and New Year 2021, which is yet to come. Olmar Kovic from Sweden. It was such a nice experience, your childhood, and you just shared it with us, and you said that at those times you had the bad memory of the World War, sorry, and but nowadays I think these events have changed, and I think these days we have the coronavirus pandemic, and we have to cope with it. We have to stay home and observe the hygienic protocols. And anyway, this is the world and its developments. Anyway, we have to cope with these developments, and we in IRB English Radio send you our congratulation message on the occasion of Christmas and also the New Year, which is yet to come. Many thanks for writing this email to us and sharing your experiences on your last Christmases. As you said, your childhood Christmases, which are still strong after 75 years. Wish you all the best. Olmar Kovic from Sweden. And other listeners, I think time tells. We've skipped to another part of our program. That is this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please, let's take a listen.
Yes, I'm 61 years of age. I'm a shortwave listener. I've been a shortwave listener for many, many years, listening to international broadcasts from all over the world. Well, I'm very glad that you are remaining on shortwave. Some international broadcasters have ceased broadcasting on shortwave in favor of the internet or satellite, but I'm glad that your station is remaining on shortwave and does put out a good signal here in Western Europe. So I'm very pleased to say that you're going against the trend of leaving shortwave, and you are remaining on shortwave, and I believe that is very, very important, because there are many people who still do listen around the world on shortwave. Yes, I'm a member of the British DX Club, which is a club for those who listen to international broadcasts on shortwave and on medium wave. I'm also a radio amateur, and I'm a member of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Well, what I would say is, keep listening to shortwave. Keep listening to international broadcasts. Listen to what they have to say, and listen to their opinions on world events. Certainly, listen to broadcasts from Iran.
And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special This Sunday program. Keep in touch and have a good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to English Radio at irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.